I'm Eric Hodge from WUNC Music. There's a new Come Here and See episode of the Songs We Love podcast coming up right after this.
WUNC Music is a place for you to unplug and turn it up.
I really want to see you. Really want to be with you.
Every day, every hour, there's something new. How to enable the custom WUNC smart speaker skill at WUNC.org.
I'm Eric Hodge. This is WUNC Music's Songs We Love podcast. All this year, we're asking people in the music community to pick a song they love that says something about our home state. It's part of our Come Here and See series. This state is home to some pioneers in American music. There's Earl Scruggs, Roberta Flack, and Thelonious Monk. One early innovator many overlook is Pigmeat Markham. He was a comedian and performer who toured widely, played the famed Apollo Theater, and later broke through on television.
I was reading in the paper, at least a friend of mine read it to me, rather. Why you wanted a boy to work? I come down to see if I get that job.
Well, I did advertise. Dewey Pigmeat Markham was born in 1904 in Durham's Hayti community. He's said to have left home at the age of 13 to sing and dance as part of a traveling burlesque show. He was African-American, but was still frequently asked to perform in blackface. He appeared with Milton Berle, Bessie Smith, and Eddie Cantor, and by the 1950s was one of this country's most popular African-American performers. As a comedian, he made people laugh. As a musician, he made them dance.
He's a coat of swings. It's just about ready to do that thing. I don't want no tears, I don't want no lies. Above all, I don't want no alibis. This judge is hip, and that ain't all. He'll give you time if you're big or small. Fall in line, or this coat is neat. Peace, brother.
Whoa, here come the judge. Here come the judge. Everybody know that he is the judge.
This song, Here Comes the Judge, is often cited as the first hip-hop song.
As a hip-hop artist and hip-hop historian who's kind of looked into the roots of the genre and the culture, I was really surprised to learn that one of the pioneers was from my hometown in Durham.
That's Pierce Freelon. He's a musician, activist, and scholar from Durham.
I think Pigmeat Markham is one of these guys that is just below the surface, but he was certainly just a very influential figure. You can tell by listening to his music. And so, I think that's one of our jobs is to raise up and to lift and celebrate our ancestors so that they aren't forgotten.
Here Comes the Judge was a hit for Pigmeat Markham in 1968 and made it up to number 4 on the R&B charts. The song and comedic routine got a boost when Sammy Davis Jr. did it as a recurring bit on the TV show Laugh-In'.
Your Honor, I'm pleading innocent to this burglary rap.
Well, I think I got you because you forgot about one important visual defect in your case.
What a visual defect?
Somebody saw you doing it.
But it's the song that still gets Pierce Freelon.
At the beginning of the song, there are these like funk drums. And then his flow, it's just straight out of the jaw of Run DMC and Sugar Hill Gang.
I guess by now you can take a hunch and find that I am the baby of the bunch, but that's okay.
I don't want no tears, I don't want no lies. Above all, I don't want no alibis.
You know, the call and response, the humor, you know, it's a funny song.
Who's there?
Eyes.
Eyes who?
Eyes your next door neighbor.
Pigmeat Markham was a comedian at heart. He liked to make people laugh and, like many doing burlesque, was comfortable going for the quick laugh. There's a lot of that in this song.
Out of this courtroom! Out of this courtroom!
Judge, your honorship high, sir. Did I hear you say, out in the courtroom?
Yes, I said order.
Well, I'll take two cans of beer, please.
But when the verse comes back around, Pigmeat Markham slips seamlessly into a sharp critique of the war in Vietnam.
A Highland shack with Ho Chi Minh. Sip rice wine and chase with gin. Won't take long, lest I miss my guess. I have you out of this doggone mess.
You know, and this is political discourse that at the time may have been very difficult to have, to talk about, you know, anti-war sentiments. And, you know, he had contemporaries like Marvin Gaye who really had to struggle to get protest songs out. But when you put it in this context of a comedic routine, you can kind of touch on some other political issues. And you saw Richard Pryor and Red Fox, you know. The comedy is sometimes the one of the only spaces where we can be really political without suffering, you know, the social consequences of bringing up these touchy subjects.
I set up cable to Bobby Mac. Let them know I'm coming back. Sit right down with Rockin' Nicks. Teach them both some of Pigmeat's tricks.
Judge, you're on a Pigmeat, sir. Don't you remember me?
No, who are you, boy?
Well, I'm the fella that introduced you to your wife.
To my wife?
Yeah.
Life! You son of a gun, you.
This single came out in 1968 on Chess Records. Pierce Freelon sees it as one of the precursors for contemporary hip-hop. Pigmeat Markham's sound and aesthetic paved the way for artists like Run-DMC and Boogie Down Productions. Joseph Sadler, better known as Grandmaster Flash, was 10 when this song was a radio hit.
It shows that hip-hop came from a legacy. It didn't just burst out of nowhere. There was, you know, James Brown and Muhammad Ali and Oscar Brown Jr. and Pigmeat Markham that were all doing things that I think nowadays we would describe as a precursor, but at the time was just kind of an innovative way of infusing kind of lyrics and rhythm and, you know, the beats. And, you know, that would coalesce with The Last Poets and Grandmaster Flash and Afrika Bambaataa as what we know today as hip-hop.
Election time, you vote your way and I vote mine. Case is a tie and the money gets spent. Vote for Pigmeat Markham, President.
Hip-hop, you know, is a great genre for storytelling, and Pigmeat Markham was a great storyteller.
I am the judge, I am the judge. Everybody knows that.
Pierce Freelon says he's proud that Durham can claim Pigmeat Markham as one of its own. He's part of a long line of artists from Durham that includes Shirley Caesar, the Sensational Nightingales, and more recently, Ninth Wonder and Little Brother.
You know, I think Durham plays a really important historic role in black culture in this country with Black Wall Street. And, you know, he came from the Haiti community. And it speaks to the wonderful soil that we have here in North Carolina, specifically in Durham, just fertile ground for the black imagination to roam wild and to be innovative.
I am the judge. Everybody knows that. Everybody know I am the judge.
Here Comes the Judge by Durham's own Pigmeat Markham is one of the songs we love at WUNC Music. The Come Here NC series on the WUNC Music's Songs We Love podcast is produced in cooperation with the State Arts Council. It's part of the 2019 Year of Music Celebration in North Carolina. You can find more episodes in this series at WUNCmusic.org, on iTunes, NPR1, and wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Eric Hodge. Thanks for listening. Did you know that Emmylou Harris is from North Carolina and went to UNCG for a stretch before doing music full-time? Next week on the Songs We Love podcast, John Howie Jr. guides us through a deep listen to Emmylou's song, When I Was Yours.
I remember the first time I heard it, I can remember this distinctly, when she says, when I was yours and you were mine, a truer love in Caroline. You know, you can immediately picture her out, say where I grew up off of Highway 98, you know, in those deep woods, just kind of rolling around with someone that she was in love with. So the very evocative lyrics.
When I was yours and you were mine, a true love in Caroline.
We We're exploring North Carolina one song at a time with the Come Here NC series on the Songs We Love podcast. New episodes every weekend are at WUNCmusic.org and wherever you get your podcasts.